those backing the home rule effort that could change the way Dallas schools are run and governed have run into a firestorm of opposition at recent town hall meetings. Opponents of the effort feared teachers would lose jobs and voters their elected trustees. That won't happen, says Geronimo Valdez. He's a board member with Support Our Public Schools that backs home rule.
Our job was to create the conversation, not to drive possible solutions. As a social welfare organization, part of what we are supposed to do is to listen to community concerns, try to figure out what folks in the community want to have happen, things that people don't want to have happen.
Among four recommendations, Valdez says his organization wants: move May elections to November for better voter turnout, launch a plan for special board elections if trustees aren't doing their jobs, and give the board and Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles more flexibility from state education rules.
Guess what, Board of Trustees? You guys now have full autonomy from the state. You don't have to ask for permission for things that you know are good. Moreover, Mike Miles, who's instituting these reforms, if you guys can work together, all of these great things that are happening, you know, they could have happened when Mike Miles first started these initiatives.
And the fourth recommendation Valdez's group favors is one nobody can argue with: unity. Even former state representative Harriet Earhart likes that one, and she's on the other side. In fact, the past teacher and principal likes all the latest ideas from home rule backers.
I'd be in favor of a November election. That's fine. We don't have to change the law to do that.
Earhart and home rule opponents will hold a press conference Thursday to show in part that opposition is multiracial, not minority-driven. She doubts home rule proponents are a grassroots group or even understand education.
It's anything but grassroots. They didn't start out in the schools in South Dallas and say, folks, let's get together, those of us who have children in our South Dallas schools, let's get together and see what we need. Well, what we need is home rule. That's not how this happened.
Earhart says home rule leaders are both misguided and arrogant.
This came from a small group, I suspect, of very wealthy people who are very successful, and they think because they're successful in their area that they know everything about other areas, and they don't.
Earhart and Valdez agree on a number of issues, but if the town hall meetings on home rule were designed to find common ground, Earhart says that hasn't happened. The Dallas City Council gets briefed on home rule Wednesday at Dallas City Hall. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.